Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management and Blackridge Asset Management LLC. Peak Broker Services LLC is not an affiliate of Independent Solutions or Financial Guys LLC.
You're listening to The Financial Guys.
We're $23 trillion in debt, honey. We don't have an extra surplus of money.
Newsflash, guys. Stop attacking businesses, because when all the businesses are gone, nobody's going to pay your salary anymore. You get that?
If the goal is to create a loser mentality, well, you're winning.
I'm going to build a big, beautiful wall with a big, beautiful door. Well, guess what? We have a big, beautiful door, all right? It's the wide
it's
open 90%. Southern border, right?
Yeah.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All right, welcome back to the Financial Guys podcast. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas. Of course, we are the Financial Guys. Lots to talk about today, and we're going to go down a kind of a list, a litany of things. We're going to talk about the economy a lot today. So oftentimes we talk about, you know, the politics and things like that. But today we're going to talk a little bit about economics. You know, we're watching just a slew of retailers that are, and it's growing exponentially. The economic damage and data that's coming out is really substantial, and we're going to get into a lot of that today.
Just a slight pause. Don't panic. We just don't want to overwhelm the healthcare system. That's it. We don't want to take down every retail company that's out there, minus Walmart and Target and
Amazon.
Just
to flatten the curve. That's all we have to do. So the herd immunity is out of the question now. I love these people on Twitter that are saying, "Well, herd immunity was never a real issue. We were never really going to have herd immunity.
No,
that was never really a realistic thing." Oh, I see. They keep moving the goalposts. Mark my words, folks, the day after election, COVID miraculously will completely fall out of the headlines. In fact, it'll fall out of the headlines faster than Jeffrey Epstein did after he didn't hang himself, in prison, right?
That's right.
After he was murdered in prison by the Clinton crime family, which, by the way,
when's his girlfriend?
Elaine Maxwell.
Yeah, I wonder who's watching herself.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I wonder who's watching herself.
It'll be the same thing. They do it right in front of your face. That's what drives me nuts. They do it right in front of your face. Camera didn't work.
We let him get away with it, though.
The cellmate was transferred.
COVID as an example.
Bill Barr, where are you?
You conservatives are letting the liberal media get away with it.
Unbelievable.
Right? Here's the numbers. Let me show you the numbers.
The crime family got away with murder. Ghislaine Maxwell, by the way, she'll be dead by the end of the month. But here's the quick thing. I was watching the news last night, CBS News, my wife was watching, and I'm looking at this, and I'm like, what? Did they talk about Ghislaine Maxwell? Did they get there yet? Oh, no, they haven't got there yet, but I'm sure they will.
No.
Sure they will,
no,
right?
No.
They're talking about COVID. Florida, by the way, the only reason they're hammering Florida, the only reason is because Trump has moved the Republican National Convention from Carolina to Florida to Jacksonville, and it's coming up in August.
Speaking of Florida, as the week of nightmare headlines, right? That's all we hear about is Florida. They did it wrong. And Andrew Cuomo, such a hero, although I do think he's got, all the deaths or most of the deaths in the country out of New York.
25%.
So one out of every four deaths in the entire country are out of New York. The headlines about Florida, about 70,000 new cases, a.k.a. positive tests. Okay, remember, we were told to get tested because if you had the antibodies, if you had COVID but you weren't sick, that's a good thing, right? It's not as deadly as we were told.
Yep.
Hospitals, but wrong. Now it's wrong. Now they're using it against you. Hospitals have a grand total of 130 more patients. Am I reading that right? Yeah. 130. Oh, yeah. 130 more patients. See, it's funny because according to the mainstream media, I thought Florida was under attack by this deadly thing called COVID, and everybody was dying there.
Yes.
130 more patients. Actually, by the way, folks, that's down 2.5% in ICU beds statewide since last Sunday. Down.
But here's the way that they craft the headline. 4,500 more people hospitalized. What they don't tell you is 4,600 were let out.
Yeah, that's right.
So
can't make it up, folks. 45 new deaths today. Ooh, 45. Not 4,500.
Here's the thing.
4,500.
Let me run this by
in a state
for a
with 20 million people. 20 million people. 20 million people. The car accident is way more deadly than the COVID right now in the state of Florida.
Let's talk about what we know for a second, okay? Because there's a lot of what we don't know, all right? But all the politicians, Cuomo, Poland Cars, right? We got facts. Facts matter. Facts matter.
No,
facts
only their
matter.
Facts matter.
Oh, no. Let's talk about actual facts and what we know. We know that Dr. Birx, right, one of the two experts, right, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx said flat out when she was asked by the reporters that, are you counting people that died from other causes if they had COVID? Yes, she says. We can play the clip. You've heard the clip. I'm sure you've seen the clip. In fact, we'll find the clip, and I'll make sure we insert it in this podcast, right? So the clip is, if you had underlying conditions, but you had COVID when you died, we're counting that as COVID. So that's fact number one.
Right.
Fact number one, we know that if you died of something else, like George Floyd clearly did.
Or cancer,
or a car accident, heart attack, gunshot to the head, whatever. But if you had COVID, we know they're counting that as COVID. The second thing we know, right, from the extrapolation of testing, we did this. We had Dr. Erickson on the show, right? This was back in April, May. I think it was May.
End of April, I think.
End of April, early May. They started talking about how many people were getting tested, what percentage of the population was testing positive. They're still doing this. In Florida, they're saying 20 to 30% of all the tests coming in right now are positive. In New York, they're saying, hey, look at us. We're down to two. But at a time, back in May, this virus, by the way, followed its own curve. It's doing the same thing in every state, no matter what. But we know back in May that places like New York had 20 to 30% positivity rates when you extrapolate out the numbers. So that means that 30%, if 30% of the population is tested positive, then 30% of the 55,000 deaths from car accidents would be counted as COVID. 30% of the cancer deaths would be counted as COVID. 30% of the obesity deaths would be counted as COVID. 30% of the gunshot victims in Chicago and Baltimore and New York City will be counted as COVID, right? So if you just do those facts and you understand the way that works, that's how you get to a, oh my God, we're all going to die. 150,000 people are dying from COVID. Now, here's, does it mean that COVID's not nasty? No, COVID's it was nasty.
Well, it's getting a lot less nasty.
It's getting a lot less
getting
nasty.
Getting a lot less nasty.
Absolutely. Getting a lot less nasty. But the thing is, again, when you really start to understand how they manipulate the numbers, you really have to look into how they do the data and how they do it. Now, they're closing back down again, by the way.
Yeah, they're talking about overwhelming the healthcare system in Florida. Well, you know why the healthcare system is getting an uptick right now? It's because for months, people had symptoms, had things wrong with them, but they were petrified of going into the hospital. That has started to change, right?
Yes.
So most of the people going into a hospital are not going in because they're dying of COVID.
Right.
They're going in because they're finally saying, okay, I really need to take care of this, right? I have to do something. I've been having trouble with my elbow. I've been having trouble with this. I need to go in and get this fixed, right? And so, but of course, the mainstream media, dirtbags that they are, just going to forget all about that. Not tell the truth about why people are there.
Did you see the hit piece in the mainstream media about Disney reopening this week?
No.
Yeah, it didn't exist.
Yeah,
they didn't do it.
So
I love that, right? So Disney, right? They opened this week. Disneyland.
I worked out in my gym this morning, outside in a field, because we are not allowed to apparently work inside. And the gym owners, good guys. They're like, look, we would open up, but our insurance won't cover us. And that's the concern, right, is that if something did happen to somebody, you know, and I get it, right? I get they're up against a rock and a wall, whatever but they're up against nonstop, right? It's just attack, 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 right? So, but Disney is fine.
Well,
right?
Disney is
left-wing liberal. Liberal Disney,
no worries.
Not a problem. You want to protest, not a problem. But if you want to go to a gym somehow working out today, I'm going to kill my grandmother. Totally ridiculous.
So the Republican National Convention is in August in Jacksonville, right? Mm-hmm. Which is, again, why they're bashing Florida, bashing Florida.
Yeah, they switched that to Virginia. Wherever you want to go, that's where the problem's going to be.
That's right. Exactly. So but the thing is, they're not bashing Disney. There's going to be more people today at Disneyland. Or was it Disneyland or Disney World? Disney World in Florida. There'll be more people at Disney World today in Florida.
Could you imagine,
than will
by the
ever
way,
go to the Republican National Convention in Jacksonville.
Could you imagine?
But yet the Republican National Convention is going to kill so many people.
That's right.
Disney, no problem. No problem.
That's right.
No problem at all. This is how dumb people are, though. I got to read you this exchange, because honest to God, you can't make this stuff up.
But you imagine going to Disney, by the way, now with a mask on?
No,
I can't imagine.
No. It's 100 degrees in Florida.
I go to Disney in January and I'm miserable. And I love the heat. I'm a heat person, but you get all those people together in the heat. But I could not imagine going there in a mask.
This is so dumb. What I'm hearing now.
And if the mask works, by the way, one of my buddies said this. He goes, if the mask really works, why didn't we just give them to prisoners?
Right. Exactly.
So I go into Disneyland today. I'm expected to wear a mask, but we couldn't just hand them to prisoners.
We let them out. If the mask were stopping the virus, right, and let's say that it was stopping this back and forth, you know how they had the little things in bathrooms to dispose of used needles for when you have like diabetes. Yeah, you know, wouldn't you have those same biohazard things for these masks?
Did you?
In all seriousness?
Did you see the
because
video?
All we're doing is if the COVID gets on your mask, you're carrying it around. First of all, have you seen where these masks are made?
Yes, they're disgusting, by the way. Most of these masks, especially the little paper ones, the whatever they are, the surgical ones, they're made in warehouses overseas. And literally, we have videos of them
being rats.
Yeah, what happens is they've got this sewing machine, and they're just falling on the floor. They're falling on this floor. It is disgusting.
I'm sure they're clean before they ship, Mike.
My final prediction, it will take 2 years, my final prediction, and I will be right about this, more people will get way, way, way more sick, and we will lose more people of wearing these stupid masks than the COVID will ever bring us. Now, we will never know the real COVID numbers, and don't give me the bullshit that they're undercounted. They are way, 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 way overcounted.
Undercounted.
Way, way, that's what I hear. We think there's undercounted. How could they be undercounted? We've counted everybody. We've counted car accident victims, gunshot wounds, cancer victims. You fall off a cliff and you've got COVID and we've counted it. How in the world could they be undercounted? And they're still only at 130,000.
Right.
We were told millions were going to die.
Right.
Even with including all those people.
2 million.
Yeah. Two million people. We were told.
Actually the actual number. The CDC came out themselves and they said about 30% of the cases are people that died with COVID, not that died from COVID.
Okay. Let's take them out to stop scaring people.
So now you're down to 80,000, which is the same as the flu 2 years ago. By the way, I'm going to tell the story again.
It's constant scare.
I don't know how many years it was, 5, 6, 7 years ago now. I was in the hospital because I got bacteria into my leg from the intercoastal waterway in Jupiter, Florida. I was kayaking in MacArthur Park, by the way. So if you're in MacArthur Park, don't get out of the kayak and walk around in the muckety muck because there's not enough flow there and there's a lot of bacteria. Well, I had a cut on my leg, as you hear it happen. I got a bacteria in my leg, turned into a staph infection, turned into a blood infection, almost killed me. So I get to the hospital. The doctor says you're about 12 hours away from death because if this gets past your waist, it goes to your heart, you're going to die. So you have to be here. But here's the downside. You got to stay here and be on intravenous antibiotics for the next 4 days. But we have no room. The hospital's full. The hospital was so full that this guy here should have been in ICU, right? I've got a doctor telling me I'm close to death. I should be in ICU. I'm in the hallway of the emergency room because it's full. Now, look, if you run a hospital, don't you want it full? I mean, you're running a business. You don't build a hospital to have 80%. We act as if these hospitals normally should be 80% empty.
Right.
Hospitals are always 80% full. Mm-hmm. That happened to be a bad flu season. That's all.
Oh.
That's all.
What?
It was a bad flu season.
No.
It was a bad flu season.
No, Glenn.
Lots of people in Florida are older.
Yeah.
And they were, sadly, they were hit hard by the flu.
That must have not have been an election season. That was the difference.
It was an off-cycle season.
Gotcha.
If you build a restaurant, you build it to be full. Right, you build a hospital.
You can make all kinds of money in a restaurant, 25% capacity.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
but this is
they are doing nothing but scaring people. Glenn, I heard somebody the other morning on WBEN doing a morning show, and he said, "Well, we just can't open schools without making sure they're safe for the children." Okay, what do you mean safe for the children? Once again, folks, there's a 0% chance your child dies of COVID. Right. Yeah, but that child could take it home to grandma and grandpa. Okay, well, then why didn't the reporter say that, right? The reporter says, we need to make it safe for the children. If he said, it's 100% safe for the children. We know it's safe for the children. We got to figure out a strategy so they don't bring it home to mom and dad. That's different. But that doesn't sell. That doesn't scare the shit out of people. What scares the shit out of people is little Billy's going to die.
Right. Yep.
Little Billy's going to die. Could you imagine a 0% chance? Child has a much higher probability of dying in a bus accident on the way to school or on the way home from school than COVID. Yet they're still selling this crap, and you conservatives are still drinking it, man.
This is months later. It's propaganda.
I'm in Walmart the other day, only one with a mask on. How could that be?
Right.
Am I the only one with a set of stones?
Yes.
Am I the only one that didn't drink the Kool-Aid? Really? I'm thinking to myself. And if you conservatives are like, I'm just going to play the game, you're playing right into their hands.
Right.
Continue to play their game, right? We know now that it's a 99. By the way, Dr. Richard Bartlett, you see that video the other day out of Texas?
Wow.
He's like, we got a cure for it.
Oh,
we've
got
a cure for it. He showed the other countries that are using this. It's like a respiratory inhaler that you inhale.
Yep.
He says within minutes, we're at a 99.9% recovery rate. It's over, right? But right. I show, it's funny. I sent it to Dr. That. Pamela Popper, yeah. who we had on a week ago, and she said, this is awesome, but the media doesn't give a shit about it.
No,
they don't care. They don't want a cure.
It's propaganda.
They don't need that. No, you no, could no. say.
Don't have a cure. It'll be the Wednesday yeah. after election day.
Well, this is it. This is it. We have the cure. We'll go. By the way, if you go to Dr. Richard Bartlett, go to our Facebook page, by the way. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We post a lot of this stuff. Yep. But he's got it done. It's done. We 99 subscribe to us on YouTube, as Lily's pointing.
So hit the bell. So now's probably a good time to mention this. If you like the show and you like what you hear, do us a favor. Hit the bell below. Subscribe to the program and or subscribe to our – what am I subscribing to?
Lily, could you just do the show?
Yeah, right? Seriously. Subscribe to our channel. Hit the bell, and that way you'll be notified. I keep saying every week we're going to come out with new rants and things like that. I actually did a rant last week. I posted it on Twitter.
Well, we have a job to do. That's the problem. During the week, we're running appointments. Right. And right. We manage money for a living, by the way. And we have our summer academy schedule, by the way. So we also –
Hence the suits. Yeah. Let me read this exchange, though, between – I put this out on Twitter yesterday, and honest to God, you can't fix stupid. I'm just sorry.
No.
The thing with Twitter is that you can be anonymous, so Harbor 8 or Haber 8 or whatever
it's,
is.
It's spreading. You know, the stupidity is spreading.
Here's what I wrote, okay? So this guy put out, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says people traveling from his state from Florida will be fined $2,000 if they don't provide contact information to authorities when they arrive. Mm. So I wrote, reminder, Governor Cuomo threatened to sue Donald Trump when he suggested a no travel from New York.
Right.
60% of the U.S. outbreaks have been traced back to New York, and New York still accounts for over 25% of all U.S. deaths. Here's the wizard of stupid right here, right? The wizard of smart. They have far more people than other states. That's ridiculous. That's like saying we have more positive because we test more. I don't get the logic in this. There are probably way more people in that state than state you live in. Think about it. What the hell? Donald Trump is a nut job. First of all, I live in New York, genius. You'd know that if you looked at the thing. Here's what I wrote back. I can't even follow your gibberish. Florida has more people than New York. 4,000 deaths versus New York's 30,000. Stop drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah. So. And by the way, even in Florida, inflated, right? So you're probably looking at about 3,000 deaths, which puts us right in line with the regular flu.
But you can't even try to attempt with logic. No. So here's what he wrote back. Yes, Florida does have more people, and it's sad that Florida is about to experience so much death because they won't wear a mask or stop having parties. I'm like, okay, genius. New York has 20 million residents, or 6% of the roughly 300 million total population. 6% of the population, 25% of the deaths. Yeah. Forget state to state.
Yep.
Forget it, okay?
How about this?
Now delete your tweet and go stand on the corner, you moron.
How about this, by the way? Most of those deaths occurred either in nursing homes in New York or from people who did exactly what the governor told them to do, which is hide. You quarantine, you sit in your 7x7 room and you don't leave, right? Less than 2% of the deaths are people who just said, you know what, screw it. I'm just gonna go out and live my life, right?
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, we had a doctor on last week. This is a Mike and Glenn. This is a doctor saying the same thing. It was so funny when she said that study. I'm like, oh my God, we've been talking about that for weeks. She said the same exact thing. She's like, I don't know. I'm a doctor, and I don't think I need to go back to Harvard Medical School to figure out that if 7 out of 10 people died that were hiding in their house listening to Andrew Cuomo,
maybe that was
it
wrong idea.
Didn't work.
Right. But let's do more of it.
Let's do more of it until November. Yep. Let's make sure you don't go out and vote. Let's make sure your cat can vote. Your brother, your sister.
Did you see that, by the way?
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Yeah. People getting 15 ballots, their neighbor, their dead relative. Happens to be all Democrats, by the way. Happens to be all Democrats. And you dirtbag mainstream media. And what's amazing to me is the amount of people leaving New York. Goodbye, New York City. What a shame, right? I mean, you're talking about one of the greatest, really, one of the greatest creations in the world, right? I mean, Wall Street and the vibrancy and all that stuff. It'll never be the same after this. It'll never be the same.
Well, here's the goal.
Some of you folks deserve it. A lot of you don't. I get it. By the way, Cuomo, de Blasio, these people will go down as heroes. They won't go down as who's going to be left there?
Shootings are up 200%.
Watch and see, though, Glenn. You will think 200%. It can't get any worse. It can. It can.
Oh, no,
it can turn right into Venezuela without a problem. There's still people in Venezuela that are going, socialism is good with 25% unemployment rates.
I remember New York City in the 1980s, and I remember the Guardian Angels. It was so bad, folks.
Yeah.
For those of you that are younger than, let's say, 40, that don't remember this at all because the mainstream will never talk, go look it up. Go look up the Guardian Angels because it was so – the violence in New York City and places like that was so bad.
Yeah.
So bad. that people had to put on, that we basically, citizens created their own militia force and patrolled the streets to protect people because the police couldn't do it, right? They wore like red berets.
Yeah, red berets.
Is what they wore. Yep. And they called themselves the Guardian Angels. And they went around to make sure that, you know, that they basically were policing the streets because the police didn't have the funding because of people like, what's his name, Mayor Dinkins and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So this, you know, when you talk about, you know, voter fraud and things like that, postal worker, another one, by the way, this is like the fourth or fifth arrest I've seen in just like the last week or two. Postal worker pleads guilty to altering party affiliation on ballots. So here's the game, folks. If we can keep schools closed, if we can keep the scare going, if we just have to, they're so close now, right? We did it. We got, we started this in March. Yep. It was started to peter out in June.
Don't let it go now.
We revived it in July.
Don't let it go
All
now.
We have to do is get through October into November. If we can keep people home by keeping schools closed, by scaring the hell out of people,
we can kick off the new year with a new America.
What we can do, though, is we can force mail-in ballots for everybody. Everybody gets a mail-in ballot.
Yep.
And then postal workers, see, they've got them planted there, too, right? If they don't harvest it when they pick it up and change it, if they don't just drop in the garbage, hey, they've got people in the post office in place to make sure that your ballot's not getting counted.
But it was
I'm standing in line. I don't care if this line is 6 hours. I don't care if it's 60 hours. I'm standing in line, and I'm casting my ballot personally there in person. There's not a chance in hell I'm going to mail in a ballot and trust these folks.
I was talking to my uncle, and he said, well, why is there – he goes, I just noticed there's so much fraud on the left, not on the right. Why is that? And I said, well, the why is it is because, number
one – That's how they win.
Number one, they have values, right? The right has oftentimes –
Ethics.
Number one is at work. So, you know, Monday through Friday, they're working their butts off, too. Two, many of these people on the right either work for companies. They don't want to lose their job. They don't want to go to jail, right? They own a business. They don't want to see that crumble, right? So they're playing by the rules. You have the left who want to sit at home and sponge off of us. Somehow that's not greedy, right? And they don't care. No. They don't care. Yeah. So, okay, I'll just – and by the way, now the court system is set up. So if they do get busted, they just go home.
Right.
What's the big deal?
Right.
There's no hurt, no foul.
Yeah, let them out. It's no big deal at all. It's here's the most ridiculous thing, and we're not going to get to this today. I wish we could talk about it, but we're probably not going to have
time.
Talk
about guidelines for New York schools.
Well, I want to talk about the Black Lives Matter group, right? By the way, they have a convicted terrorist on their board, fundraising board, a convicted terrorist that Bill Clinton commuted her sentence on the last day of when he was office. She was serving 58 years. Now she's on the board. But when you look at the new agenda of Black Lives Matter, it's we have to break down the nuclear family because we can all help each other. We need to rely on each other in a collective society.
That's what crushed the black community.
How did
was
that
the
work?
Breaking down of the family structure.
But how did that work in the autonomous zone?
Yeah.
How did that work in SHOP?
Yeah.
Right? All you libs got together.
How did it work in the inner city? The family structure, having a dad there?
But look at the autonomous zone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You guys, that's their mission. Their mission is
it was
to
never autonomous,
rely
right?
on each other. Yeah. No, of course, you rely on each other. Guess what? When you rely on each other, that requires you guys to work.
Yeah.
Work. You want to rely on each other while you're sitting back doing drugs and drawing chalk, you know, sidewalk
that's right.
art.
That's right.
Right? Well, somebody else pays your goddamn
Putting a poster board that says we need food, pants, and ice.
Yeah, what a joke.
The good kind.
What a joke. So here's what the Democrats are doing. New York and Company joins a growing list of retailers filing for bankruptcy. Could close all stores for good, right? RTW Retail Wins, the parent company of the retail chain New York & Company, announced Monday it's filing for Chapter 11.
Just a pause.
The latest blow.
Just a pause.
On, stupid
Just
thing.
A pause. There was a restaurant in New York's or New Orleans that Jeff sent us the other day. 40-year, like, you know, bellwether place.
Yeah, restaurant.
You know, it was like that was the place, the hardest place to get a reservation at. They're not making it through. They're falling one by one, folks.
One by one. Brooks Brothers filed for bankruptcy last week.
Yep.
What else we got here? Sur La Table, JCPenney, Pier 1 Imports, J. Crew, Neiman Marcus. That's just naming a few.
There will be one store left. It'll be,
Amazon.
It'll be Amazon, Walmart, and Target.
Yep, exactly.
And now even Walmart is starting to make sure they're going to compete with Amazon. So there'll be a few big players left.
Yep.
Exactly what you left-wing liberals didn't want, right?
Yep.
You wanted to get rid of the big stores, and you wanted mom-and-pop shops to survive. And, of course, just like it always does, government policy, the opposite is true. The opposite is true. Exactly. We got to talk about this, too. 28 million will lose their homes. That's what the estimate is.
That's
28
crazy.
28 million people.
So let's talk about the economic damage.
By the way, we've been saying this for a while, and we tweeted this to Poland Cars the other day, Andrew Cuomo. They've been looking at COVID as a box. They've been looking at COVID as a political maneuver to try to gain, you know, ground against the Trump and the right-wingers. You're talking about 28 million people losing their homes in this country, right? Do you think any of those folks are going to die of suicide, anxiety and depression? Do you think some of them will die of alcoholism as they've lost their home and everything they've worked for? By the way, that's on your back, the Democrats. That's on you. That's on you. You know what? You wanted to pin, you know, these COVID flus and the folks like me who never wanted to close on my back. You said, oh, you're going to kill mom and pop. Well, guess what? 28 million people are going to lose your home. That's on your back. That's not on my back.
So think about this, folks. Let's talk about the economic damage from that, okay? 28 million people are going to lose their homes. That's the estimate. Mm-hmm. Wait till banks, first of all, Wells Fargo just cut their dividend by 80% this week.
Yeah.
Wait till banks stop getting paid and we start to get the financial crisis. That's coming next, folks.
Yep.
That's coming next. So it's like, just a pause, just a two-week pause.
Yeah, duh.
Retailers are going out of business left and right. You've got bankruptcies galore, which means that stockholders are getting wiped out.
Yep.
Bondholders, in a lot of cases, are getting wiped out, right? You're putting people out on the street and they're going to be homeless. And banks are not going to get paid for these homes on these mortgages and these debts and things like that. There's going to be an absolute economic explosion and meltdown down at some point where we're going to see this economy. First of all, the economy is on its way to getting wrecked, right? Yeah. We're not even there yet, folks. For those that say, well, it looks like we're getting through it okay, wait till people can't go back to work in the fall because their kids aren't at home. When you look at the rules
guidelines
for going back in New York, here's the guidelines in New York. Your area has to have less than 5% a rate of infection. If it goes to 9% on a two-week average, then they have to close back down again. If it's a full moon and high tide,
If your child can find a NASA spacesuit to go into,
right. This is
with
so
a
ridiculous.
Breathing, I mean, totally ridiculous. They want to wear masks. I did look into an attorney, by the way. I'm trying to figure out a way to get a game plan together to sue.
Yeah, we will be suing. We're going to sue you personally, Cuomo. We're going to sue you personally, Poland Cars.
Yep.
And we're going to sue every other state person we can possibly find because I've had enough. Mike's had enough. We have had enough.
I had enough from day one. The stupidity of this has been nothing but breathtaking.
Here's what's going to happen. Let me give you a prediction. This is a nasty prediction that you need to be prepared for. Trump's going to likely win the election, and the Democrats are going to contest it. And they're going to try to march on the White House and try to – what's going to happen
when they say – at some point, Patriots
need to
step up,
though, right? Biden said flat out, if he wins, we know he's cheated. We'll have to go into the White House and escort him out.
Yeah, but at some
what
point,
happens at that
at
point?
At some point, Patriots need to step up, right? And I mean that in multiple ways, right?
But it was different in 2000, though. When you had Gore and Bush, Bill Clinton was gone anyways. He had served his third term. It was a matter of who's going to be president. But if Trump wins and they contest it and say, no, he didn't, he's lying, and Trump's now in the White House,
what
happens?
You got to hope that when he does win, that the Democrats do what they should have done in the beginning, which is stop acting like two-year-olds and put together
good
a plan to proactively go out and find the candidate that you want to best go after and win, right? I mean, don't find somebody with Alzheimer's. Just a thought, right? Find your right candidate and get your stuff together and move on. But we'll see. We'll see. I think there's the Patriots need to step up in multiple ways, including helping with some of these protests. You know, get down there and, you know, just look at where's the protest for the police officers, right? Blue Lives Matter. I mean, let's get a protest together.
Oh, you can't say that. There was a girl that said, by the way, no one will say her name. I'm going to play a video of this poor little girl that was killed. But let me give another girl
she
that
said
was killed.
All lives matter.
There was another girl. She was a white girl. She was like 17 years old. She said all lives matter when they said say Black Lives Matter, and they killed her. They shot her dead. If you are not armed yet, seriously, folks, if you have not put yourself in a position to protect yourself and your family, what are you waiting for? She was just standing in traffic. That's it. They approached her car, right? You come into a protest, right? Now you're in a traffic jam. You see the videos. You saw in Atlanta. We'll play it again here. 1,000 well-armed with body armor, a black militia walking through the streets of Atlanta, approaching cars, demanding reparations and things for that. I'm just telling you, if you approach my car with a firearm and you look threatening, you're probably not walking home that day. I'm just telling you.
That's right.
And you saw that in Michigan, right? An armed guy approached a car. car, started waving his gun around. The armed car driver, 23-year-old, concealed carry permit, stepped out of the car, shot him dead.
Good guy with a gun. Good guy with a gun.
Nobody wants to see anybody dead. But what do you do if you're in that car and you got somebody approaching you with a gun? Do you wait until you're shot?
A judge
because the gun's not a shield.
Judge protected himself the other day, too.
Good
a good
Lord.
Guy with a gun.
I mean,
I'll tell you, conservatives have to step up in many ways, right? I mean, stop it with the scare tactics and that they're going right into it, right? You watch the mainstream media and about half of the conservative Republican Party are just eating right up into it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Andrew's doing a great job. He's doing a wonderful job.
So we're all going to be making $15 an hour working in an Amazon warehouse, right? Because all the other businesses are gone. 28 million people are looking at losing their homes.
Let me just say this, though. Let me just say this from an economic standpoint. Now is the time to rise above your competition. I do believe that.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Just to give you an example, there's a brokerage firm. I won't mention the name. The financial planning firm.
Most of them.
But
you could name a whole
financial planning firm. They've got about 6,000 or 7,000 reps across the country, and they told their reps they're not allowed in the office until 2021.
Right.
Well, that's our competition. So I got to be honest with you. I can't change any of the stupidity that's happening around us. But what I can do is say we're not closing until 2021. In fact, we never closed at all. Right? We did some of the precautions. We did what we had to do, but we didn't close, and nor do we plan on closing. And guess what our financial planners did? They went out there, and they got right in front of it. Like, they talked. We were doing weekly calls with our clients, hundreds of people on calls talking about what happened in the economy and the markets and how it's reacting and what's going on, right? Now is the time to be proactive and take advantage of things because everybody else is sitting at home. Take advantage of it the best you can. Absolutely, 100% if you're a business owner, now is the time to rise above your competition and be great.
If you're looking for a job,
as somebody said to me a few weeks ago, now's a terrible time to look for a job. I'm like, no, it's not.
No,
it's actually the best time ever.
Time.
Do you know how many employers are going, oh, man, Billy or Sally, boy, that was a bunch of dead weight. I'd love to replace her. And guess what? They're happy sitting at home on unemployment. Let them stay there.
Yep.
You know, now we're going to replace them with Joe or Mary Beth, who's at the door looking for a job right now.
Yep.
And I talked about that in a radio, and I got a few messages from two people that actually did that. And within that week, they found a job. They're like, oh, my God, we got a better-paying job. We ended up better off. So
there you go. Getting back to the economic side, New York Governor Cuomo gets bad news. Store owner files lawsuit over looting damage because cops were told to stand down. You're going to see more and more of this, folks.
Good. Personally sue him.
Yes.
Personally sue
him.
Make him get an attorney. That's what you need to do. Make his life miserable.
The lawsuit subsequently named Bill de Blasio and New York PD Commissioner Dermot Shea as co-defendants. Basically, the city and the state owe a duty to the individual storefronts to protect them, attorney Sal Strazzullo said on Friday to Fox and Friends. My law firm believes that through depositions, through discovery, we're going to be able to find that the city and state had intelligence in regards to these criminals that looted these stores and didn't do anything about it. Strazzullo continued, the lackeys that are politically appointed in the New York PD probably were told to stand down, and basically it is a travesty. Lawyers representing the case allegedly plan to make a class action lawsuit seeking more than $100 million in damages. The best part is, and we didn't get to this, but in Minneapolis now, the governor is begging.
Yeah.
Begging
$500 million
Trump
he wants.
For $500 million. Yeah. Donald Trump said,
no way.
Nope. Sorry.
Love it.
Thank you very much,
absolutely,
which is absolutely right.
Love it. I hope he continues to stick with that, right? By the way, that's why all these liberal cities are begging. They'll do whatever they can right now. They know the economic damage they've caused, and they also know that a Joe Biden will bail them out, right?
Yeah.
Joe will say, oh, no problem. Here's the $500 million.
Yep.
And oh, by the way, the U states that have been footing the bill that, you know, were very proactive in making sure you didn't get any damage. Yeah, screw you. Right. New York
City.
Cuomo is just praying that he gets in. So he gets a big check and gets bailed out from this.
But in Minneapolis, and President Trump said this flat out. He goes, wait a minute now. On day one of the looting, I told you to bring the National Guard.
Yeah.
You did nothing.
Yeah.
On day two of the looting,
the resources.
I told you to bring the National Guard. You did nothing.
Yeah.
On day three of them burning and looting your city, I told you to bring the National Guard. You did nothing.
Yep.
On day four, I called in the National Guard. I sent in federal troops, and we stopped the violence going on in that town.
And now, had that happen in day one, we wouldn't need $500 million. We need $50 million. Shame on you. Seattle will be the next one. They'll all be lined up waiting for federal money, saying, we don't get any help. Yeah, same
but,
deal.
But the economic damage that you're going to see happen and what's coming is
Let me say this, and be careful about the stock market. So this does not mean, as we're saying, economic damage, you just cash out everything. That's not what we're talking about. There is going to be winners out of this. And I'll use our – we're not a publicly traded company, but if we were, we would be a good buy, right? Because we're taking market share from other folks, right? Yeah. That's what you got to do. It's going to be a stock picker's market, and it's going to be a while. The economic damage that has happened here is going to take decades to fix.
Yeah,
and years to unwind, and years to like get through, right? But you got to find the winners. Look for the winners. That's going to be the key.
It'll be a decade before we actually. And it was just like it was 08. I mean, 08, we had a financial crisis. It took a decade to get all those jobs back and get back. It's going to take a decade. And the sad thing is, we did this to ourselves.
Yep.
We didn't have to do this, folks. Right. This so far in this country over the last 12 months or 6 months or whatever, this virus has killed the same as the flu did 2 years ago. Okay, it's not killing 10 times what the flu did. Right? And again, in places like Singapore, they have almost no deaths at all.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's not politicized there. They're not talking down hydroxychloroquine, which is also an effective treatment. They're not talking down, you know, asthma medications and those types of things, that anti-inflammatories. Yeah. They're not doing that.
They're treating it. We know it's 99.9% or 99.7% treatable right now, right?
Exactly.
At the minute we knew that, by the way, the minute we know that, you go back to living your life. You open up the ball games, you open up all this stuff, you move on, right?
Riots are okay.
Yeah.
Trump rally's bad.
Right. But again, conservatives.
Disney,
where are
okay.
You? Where's your backbone?
Disney, okay.
Where are the conservatives? Where are the conservatives to say, I'm opening up my restaurant?
Well, they're there.
We're here in Western New York.
They're there, but they're not being covered.
Right.
They're not being.
No, no.
The guy in Texas, he's not getting any airtime.
Here's what I want. I want all the restaurant owners in Western New York to get together and say, screw you, we're opening together. If you feel your immune system's compromised, then you wear a mask or stay at home, right? But we're done.
The way that they're going to get the revenue back now is Cuomo saying, if you land in this state, what are you supposed to do? Call the state troopers? Who do you call, Governor?
Yeah.
Who do you call?
Again, by the way,
who do you report that to?
I want you police officers to get our backs, right? Yeah. Stop it with the crap. Don't listen to them, right? The sheriffs are doing that. I think the sheriffs are doing a good job. Some of the local police departments still harassing people, right?
Yeah.
By the way, you knew the health inspectors. You know I called the health inspectors of Erie County yesterday to try to get them on the radio show.
Good luck.
They have not called me back. But there's health inspectors out there. They're going into the freaking Boys and Girls Club.
Disgusting.
To make sure. Then they're going to find the Boys and Girls Club, right? They're going into all these restaurants to try to make sure that they're doing the right thing, which is total bullshit, right? You need to wear a mask to get a table.
It's so dumb.
I get my table, I don't have to. Beyond stupid.
Is anybody else
walking into there saying, this is asinine, right? But then you've got some Erie County official who never got picked for dodgeball 30 years ago.
Exactly.
I gave me a badge. I saw that Billy, this lady here, halfway through the table, she took her mask off. Yep. Like, get out.
They're going into places, and now, of course, these restaurants are so petrified in these bars that they've got security walking around saying, you're too close.
Yeah.
You're not 6 feet apart.
Unreal.
I'm telling you.
It's going to shut them down. Who wants to go there?
No one's going to go there.
The few times I do go out to a bar, it's usually to meet up friends that I haven't seen in a while, and I want to socialize. Yeah. I want to hang out.
Yeah,
right?
It's ridiculous. I mean, this is so ridiculous. The fact is that this is all about the election. It's all about shutting down the economy. Look, I said this before. The Democrats don't care what happens to the United States. If the whole country burns and is a pile of ashes, if the whole country turns into one giant ghetto,
they think it'd be better off. They'd start it over.
They don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care what they rule over as long as they rule. Because guess what? Do you think Nancy Pelosi is going to lose her home? Do you think Nancy Pelosi is going to have less ice cream?
Right.
Do you think Nancy Pelosi is not going to have $225,000 freezers in her house?
What about the Obamas and the Clintons? Do you think Clinton's giving up their six homes or 10 homes or whatever?
Right.
What about Sanders? Sanders giving up any of his three homes?
Are they one of the 28 million people losing their homes?
Yeah.
No. The Democrats don't care what they rule over. They'd be happy with a pile of ashes and everybody destitute as long as they're the ones that rule.
It'll be ashes around here. Their million-dollar, billion-dollar mansions here.
It'll be gated.
That's right. I saw Bill Nye, the science guy.
They don't care.
He's a beauty. He was on TV again the other day showing how the mask works and the effectiveness of the mask. I'm thinking, this is the same guy who gave us the bullshit about global warming and then bought a house a mile in from the ocean.
Right.
Just
stop.
A mile in from the ocean.
It's so ridiculous. It really is. It's so frustrating to watch this.
Property values, by the way, up in states like Florida, which are going to continue to
Florida's going
to
sink. Florida's going to move there.
Just for the heck of it, looking at some of my my homes and the neighborhood. I have a house in Florida, and they went up 25% in the last 3 weeks. 25%, yeah. Right?
Right.
And it's really, really amazing. I don't know where they're going to fit everybody. We have to figure out like how to like. Can we build off of Florida? Like, can we dig?
Yeah.
Can we dig part of?
Well,
like,
China's doing it.
Can we dig?
They're doing it in the South China Sea. They're just building islands out
yeah.
there.
Can
you
we?
Know?
Can so. We dig part of New York and just transfer it down there? Like maybe like
it's
Amherst.
Crazy.
Consider cutting out Amherst, and we'll just all move down there and take it.
Yep, yeah. Exactly. So this, I want to play this clip. This is Terrence Williams. It's a little bit longer of a clip that I want to play, so I'm going to have to kind of fast forward this. But I want to play this talking about the violence because this look. If you still support Black Lives Matter. You got it wrong, folks. Mm. Nike, right? Now they're getting funded, right?
Well, stop buying Nike.
Now you have a terrorist organization. Black Lives Matter is a yeah. domestic terrorist organization now. They didn't start that way.
No.
They didn't start that way. I think they started with the right kind of intentions,
yeah.
but they have been hijacked like most things
well,
have.
They seem to have right? partnered up with Antifa. That's
well, now, the, they're, now there's, this is Antifa and Black Lives Matter are being funded by George Soros, mm-hmm. Nike, the NFL, AT&T, right, companies like that. They now have tons of money, and their whole goal, their stated purpose, is to destroy America as we know it, to break
thing,
down
the
nuclear
way.
Family.
Stop buying Nikes, right? Many of you conservatives walk into the store and buy Nikes. Stop. There's other companies you can buy. Teach them an economic lesson, right? They're being rewarded for this. That's why they're doing it, right? I mean, they support Kaepernick, and then we still yep. go out and buy their sneakers.
Well, I'm
stop.
Not buying their sneakers. I'm
I
not
will
going
never.
To football games.
I have never.
I'm not watching NFL anymore.
In fact, I had Nikes in my,
go
in
watch
my house.
College ball.
I literally threw them in my fire pit in the back, yeah. burned them all. I will never buy another pair of Nikes again.
In all
never.
Seriousness, go watch college ball. Go watch something different. You know, I know people like, wow, I love the Bill. No. Yeah. No, you don't love the Bills anymore. If they're going to support Black Lives Matter, this is the kind of stuff that Black Lives Matter. Let me play this video. This is about 5 minutes. I'm going to do the best I can to play most of it. This is Terrence Williams, who is normally a comedian but is doing an unbelievable job in exposing a lot of this stuff. But let me play this because he just absolutely nails it. I can't say any better than he does. But Black Lives Matter has nothing to do with Black Lives.
Yep.
Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
If it did, they'd be in Chicago.
Unless it's those 9 people killed by police officers a year. Eight or nine of which probably deserve yeah. it or had a firearm.
Black Lives Matter cared about black lives, they would be in the inner city looking at the school districts
yeah,
right now.
Right. This is tragic. This yeah. is just horrible. This starts with the press
you
conference.
You killed your home.
This is the child's
killed your own anytime. Just because
she was
of barrier.
8 years old.
They killed my baby because she crossed the barrier and made a U-turn. You killed a child. She ain't do nothing to nobody.
They didn't give us time to make a U-turn. They started shooting on my car before we could even make a U-turn. Shoot my tires out, like, why?
But Black Lives Matter.
So sad.
My baby was shot in her bed.
8-year-old baby killed.
Killing your own.
Nobody there to help
you. You killed an 8-year-old child.
Nobody.
She ain't did nothing to now one of y'all. She just wanted to get home to see her cousin.
All because they crossed
to
over to the wrong
to
area. They crossed into the CHOP zone in Atlanta.
Mm, the safe
this
zone.
Is why the governor now is sending in
wow.
the
autonomous
National
zone?
Guard.
That is just so sad.
Yeah.
So sad. God rest that baby girl soul. 8 years old. 8 years old. And there is no outrage right now from Black Lives Matter. Where are y'all at? Hmm? Where are y'all at? Why are y'all not supporting this family, these people who just lost their 8-year-old baby girl? These thugs took this little girl's life for no reason. No 8-year-old deserves to be shot and killed.
Mm-mm.
They shot this baby girl in the back. They shot up these people's car for no reason. For no reason at all. But Black Lives Matter? You can't say Black Lives Matter and then take a life of another black person at the same time. So y'all not gonna stand up for this 8-year-old baby girl.
Mm-mm.
Well, don't worry about it because I'll stand up for her.
Yeah, where's
other
the media?
People will.
Where's the media
people
on this
that
talk?
Actually care about all lives
mm-hmm.
will stand up for this baby girl. 8 years old. And her name doesn't deserve to trend. Her name is Sakoria Turner.
Need more
Save
guys like this
name.
Running for office, by the way.
Yep.
Make a hashtag for her. What about justice for this 8-year-old baby girl? These thugs stole her future. They stole her life. Now she can't grow up and be who she wanna be. Now these two parents are gonna suffer for the rest of their lives because they lost their baby girl. That's a pain I can't even imagine. No parent should have to bury their baby girl or their baby boy. No parent should have to bury their child. Now they have to suffer every single night knowing that they cannot get their baby girl back because of some thugs. And don't nobody want to snitch. Don't nobody want to break the street code. Forget about the street code. If you know who killed this baby girl, you need to speak up and you need to say something. Or you are no better than the person who pulled the trigger. This little girl could have grown up and been a doctor, a lawyer, a nurse, a police officer, whatever she wanted to be, but now she can't. Her life mattered too. The Black Lives Matter organization is a joke. Where's Al Sharpton at? Where you at, Al Sharpton? And hold on, where are all the celebrities at? Huh? Why are they not speaking of her name? Why are they not screaming justice for her? Will they have about 10 funerals for this baby girl like they did for George Floyd? She mattered too. She need justice too. She didn't even get to live her life. Come on, y'all. Say something. Her name is Sakoria Turner. Say her name. Make a hashtag for her. Make a sign for her. March the streets for this baby girl. And y'all want to sit up here and worry about the white man when it's the black man out here killing other black people. Let's focus on this black on black crime. They killing our young babies. They killing young black babies. And y'all don't have nothing to say. And that's exactly why we don't get down with Black Lives Matter. That's exactly why we don't support Black Lives Matter. That's exactly why we don't respect Black Lives Matter. Because you only care about the life of another black person when they die by the hands of a white person, but not by the hands of another black person. But all black lives are supposed to matter, right? So what's the deal?
Well said, by the way. Well, that's just, yeah. Well, you can't say it any better than that.
No.
Spot on.
It's sad. It really is. And I'm telling you, if you support Black Lives Matter, this is the kind of garbage you're supporting.
Yep.
I'm sorry to say
it. Well, they're a terrorist
group. But we need to cut them off,
cut
off the funding. Why did Atlanta mayor, why did the Atlanta prosecutor, they're going after a police officer that was assaulted, that had a gun or a taser pointed at him, right? Go after these folks.
Right.
What's the matter with
That's
you?
Right.
This girl
and the mainstream
was
media.
Being dripped.
Mainstream media, nowhere with this story.
Nowhere.
You are a dirtbag. I mean, this is an 8-year-old girl that got shot.
Yeah.
As
and this isn't the only
out,
one.
Why aren't we having funeral after funeral for her?
Mike, over the weekend, a 1-year-old was shot in the head in New York City.
Happens in Chicago.
Chicago
New
was
York
the week
City.
Before that.
Almost every weekend,
week.
We're losing some child, right? It's sad.
It's not white folks killing them.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No.
The fact of the matter is that they
no. And it's not police officers killing them.
They set up an autonomous zone in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
This poor girl, this family made a wrong turn, and they shot up her car.
Ugh.
They shot up her car.
For no reason at all. No reason at all.
They just indiscriminately shot up a car.
Yeah.
Why were they allowed to operate in Atlanta. That was until the governor decided to call up the National Guard. After this, the governor called up the National Guard last week and sent the National Guard to clean it out because the mayor of Atlanta refused to do it. Yeah. So all you Democrats out there that say, oh, we're doing this to help out the inner city community, you're helping to destroy them.
Helping
vote
how?
Something different.
Helping how? What, to smash the very stores that they're going to go in and buy stuff from?
Try something different. Yeah. If the mayor of Atlanta, if de Blasio, if people like that, what's her name in Chicago, if they won't back up the police and back up law and order, then vote them out.
Right. They just can't.
They can't.
And when you
think
it blows your mind. Yeah, blows your mind, right? I use it again, I sound like a broken rabbit. I use the city of Buffalo as an example. When the graduation rates went from 80% to 90 to 80, you'd say, wow, they couldn't possibly continue to vote these people in. Then it goes to 70. Well, they could. Then it drops to 50. No, they couldn't possibly be this stupid,
but
right?
Tell me again.
Let's try something there. Then they drop to 40. Yep. What are they on now? 30, right? There's a 1 in 4 chance that some of these school districts, 1 in 4 chance you're going to send your child and they're going to come out and end up in federal prison.
Yeah.
Can it get worse? Yeah. It just doesn't seem to end. They just don't look at the results and say, let's do something different.
Yeah. Tell me again that Donald Trump's a problem.
Yeah.
Tell me again that Donald Trump's a racist.
Yeah.
By the way, you know, for those of you that says, well, Donald Trump is the one that sowed this division of the country. Let me ask you a question. Just think about this logically. When did Black Lives Matter form? Did that form under Trump or did that form under Obama? When did Antifa start burning down cities? Did that start under Bush,
my favorite
Obama, or Trump? Well, we'll do a multiple choice for you that are a little bit slow home, right?
My favorite is the folks
Good
that go,
Lord.
I just can't stomach voting for Donald Trump. He's so nasty. And I'll say, well,
what?
Let me get this straight. So would you vote for Bill Clinton? Oh, he's a great president. Oh, really? Accused of rape multiple times.
Right, right.
What about Joe Biden? Accused of rape. Accused of rape.
Right.
Right?
Right.
As far as I know, I don't think Trump was accused of rape.
But they're the party of women.
Yeah.
They're the party of women. So they're championing women's rights.
So your morals say that because Donald Trump just talks off the cuff and he says some things that are harsh, you just couldn't stomach him. But Bill Clinton, who's been accused of rape multiple times, has been on an airplane 26 times with Jeffrey Epstein, going to the very island we know that it was a pedophile ring, that's just fine.
Yep.
That's just fine. Your stomach just seems to be able to soothe that without a problem.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Exactly. I get it.
Yeah, it's
what
ridiculous.
We should wrap up here. Huh?
Yeah, just start something different. Let me just say this. We'll go back to COVID for 1 second. Mark my words. If Biden wins the election,
it'll be over.
COVID goes away faster than Biden forgets his own name.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
I'm telling you, it's gone.
It's
gone. It'll drop right out of the headline faster than Biden forgets what state
he's in. And maybe that's
in.
Because the leader of the free world then would forget that there was COVID.
That's
true.
Right.
But.
Oh, yeah. No problem. Everything will be just fine. You'll see all kinds of cures come out.
Yeah.
Biden will be hailed as a hero. Yeah. He won't even have taken office yet.
No.
And he'll be hailed as a hero for curing a coronavirus.
Yep. Yep.
Unbelievable. All right. We're going to wrap up here. Again, folks, if you like the show, please share it with your friends.
Selectively
purchase people.
By the way.
Hit the bell below. You'll be notified of all the new episodes and different types of podcasts that we put out there. And also subscribe as well. That would be helpful.
Now is the time, by the way, as an investor, to make sure you're not only diversified, but you're looking at very specific things. It's going to continue. The market can go higher. It's going to be tough, right? Because there's a lot of economic damage out there. But the winners are going to drive the market. Winners are going to drive the market. Market's going to be smaller, right? It's going to be less players out there. But the winners are going to drive the market. Is Amazon going to make more money? Is Walmart going to make more money? Yep, you better believe it, right? What about some of the small companies that have been forced to shut down? No. Right, earnings are going to be awful. Right, if they are actually able to survive.
Well, this is where it's important to really be, looking at a potential stock picker or
making sure
stock selection is important. Having the right mutual funds that own the right stocks, good managers, because if you own retail, banking, energy, I don't know.
That's right. That's right. So, and there will be some retailers that figure this whole thing out and come out on the other side, bigger and better for it. And I think you need to continue to look for those opportunities. Right?
Absolutely. And if you need us throughout the week, folks, use us as a resource. Feel free to reach out to us. You can go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, or always call our office, 833-FIN-GUYS, offices in Rochester, Buffalo, South Florida. And through our affiliate with Peak, we have different offices, associates in about 34 different states. So use us as a resource again. No matter where you are, we can help you at least answer your questions. Again, thefinancialguys.com. Thank you again for watching and listening, depending on what platform you're on. We do certainly appreciate it. And we'll see you on Saturday and next week here on the podcast. Saturday, the radio shows FTL, WHAM, and WBEN right here in Western New York. Thanks again.